This was the second mass dog adoption of the year for the group Always Adopt, a Charlestown-based nonprofit that specializes in placing unwanted dogs from the South with loving homes in the Northeast. Virtually all of the 250 dogs available for adoption came from the South, where people don't adhere to the spay, neuter, and adopt ethic as much as their fellow citizens in the Northeast, according to Always Adopt President Louise Anderson Nicolosi.
The wonderful culture up here in the Northeast is that people want to adopt. Down South, the culture, I'm being very general here, but the culture is very different in that, unfortunately, they're the kind of people there that they have a dog, they don't spay or neuter it, they let it run around, it has puppies, and then they just take the puppies and the parents to the shelter where they're euthanized.
Brittany Dunn of Cranston adopted a Weimaraner Labrador mix.
My husband just melted when she started kind of nuzzling up to him, so that was the end. That was it. We didn't look at any other dogs.
Along with the dogs, there were dog trainers and veterinarians offering expert advice. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.